I think the city needed some different ideas and different perspectives. I saw there was too much groupthink.
Right.
Because I told people the two worst numbers you can see on city council is 6-0. And there was too many 6-0 votes. 6-0 meaning everyone agreed to the same. And, you know, when people ask me, why is that a problem? Well, I'm married, and I can tell you all the married folks, very rarely do married people agree on everything.
Right.
Right. They're going to have disagreements. Right. Well, how is it on city council in Frisco? I noticed it was always 6-0, 6-0, 6-0. That being in my profession, that's statistically impossible. There's too many opportunities. There should have been different perspectives.
Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be in Frisco, Texas today with City Council Member Jared Elod and talking about your recent win into City Council and coming into that role and everything that's going on in Frisco. So, Jared, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Justin.
I always enjoy talking to people that are serving their city, and City Council is a great way to do that. Is that where you started your journey into city leadership?
My wife, Stephanie Elod, she ran for Frisco ISD trustee 4 years ago, and she won. And I watched her over the last, over the previous 3 years, and what she did for the school system. And I saw what an impact she made. And I said to myself, you know, we as a family, we like to give back, not just money, but our time as well. And I was approached by several folks that wanted to see if I'd be willing to run for Frisco City Council. I originally tried to apply for a one of those. We have a lot of boards and commissions. Wasn't successful there. And then one of those people approached me and said, you know, we need someone with some financial experience. I own my own wealth management firm. And so I felt like there wasn't anybody with a financial background that was on city council. The closest person we had was a guy named Brian Livingston, and he was termed out. And so I just kind of felt like the rest of the folks, I mean, they're nice folks, but they just don't have a financial background. And, you know, our budget now is so big. Our budget's around $400 million. And I think it's incumbent that we have different skill sets on council. And, you know, one person has HR background, one's in, she works, I think, for one of the tax companies, but she's like a product manager more than, she doesn't really do numbers. And so I felt like I would be a good fit and for the council.
It is nice to have those different skill sets sitting at the table.
And so for your audience that doesn't know, like for Frisco, we have what's called a city manager model.
Right.
So we don't manage the city. We're like, so the city manager is the CEO, and there, we have 1,800 employees. And so we're kind of like the board of directors. So we monitor the city manager. That's our role. We look at the budget. We look at all kinds of things, you know, what the city's doing. And we give our thumbs up and thumbs down. But the day-to-day stuff, we have nothing to do with the day-to-day stuff. That's what the city staff is for. And so there's a, and the way our city council set up, the mayor only votes, so the city council votes, and if there's a tie, that's when the city that's when the mayor comes into play. Whereas on school board, they all vote,
right?
And so they have seven people there, and so there's always a majority. But in our case, there are ties for sure. Okay, well, not in the past, but now that me and a Councilman Thacker came on, there's a lot more discussion than there has been in the past. And one of the other reasons I ran too was I saw that I think the city needed some different ideas and different perspectives. I saw there was too much groupthink.
Right.
Because I told people the two worst numbers you can see on city council is 6-0. And yeah, there was too many 6-0 votes. 6-0 meaning everyone agreed to the same. And, you know, when people ask me, why is that a problem? And I'm like, well, Justin, are you married?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm married, and I can tell you all the married folks, very rarely do married people agree on everything,
right?
Right? They're going to have disagreements, right? Well, how is it on city council in Frisco? I noticed it was always 6-0. That, being in my profession, that's statistically impossible. Right. There's too many opportunities that where that there should have been different perspectives. And so I did notice that. And one of the things that I noticed, one of my platforms was that Frisco is kind of like a tale of two cities right now. So Frisco's yeah, divided. We're one of the few cities that that's in two counties. We're in Denton County and also Collin County. Well, I know we're going to talk about it here in a few minutes, but so the east side of Frisco, the Collin side, doesn't have any major development. All the development is on the west side of Frisco. You have the Star. We have the PGA now.
Right.
This new development called the Fields West. It's going to rival Legacy West down in Plano. It's actually going to be 30% bigger. We're going to have Universal Studios. My point is all the new shiny stuff is on the west side, but none of it is on the east side. And so we've created an imbalance where all the best part of Frisco is on the other side, whereas the east side is getting neglected. And I think that is going to, down the road, is going to, I think, create some challenges for the city where no one is going to want to live on the east side. They're all going to want to move because we have traffic issues like all of Dallas,
right?
But we're having the Universal hasn't come online yet, Fields West, a lot of this stuff hasn't come online yet, and so we're going to have our traffic is already pretty bad. But just for Universal, we're also only opening up Grand Park, right, over the next few years. That's a 1,000-acre park that's going to come online. So it's going to rival Central Park. Yeah, Grand Central Park in New York is going to rival that. So we're going to get all these tourists come up through here. Just Universal, they're expecting 20 to 25,000 people a day to hit Frisco for that. And so, and then next year we're getting the PGA championship.
Yep.
It's one of five major championships we're going to get. So starting next year, and every 2 years, we're going to get a major champ. So anyway, we're going to have 200,000 people hit Frisco in a one-week period. So our traffic is really going to explode. And I don't think they've done a good enough job spreading out the development throughout the city. So that's one of the things I'm working on with Councilman Thacker. That was one of the things that we thought was a real issue with the city. But I will say Frisco is definitely one of the best cities. No offense to the rest of North Texas, but I'm a little partial to Frisco myself. And I think we have the best city in North Texas. And for folks that don't know, we're now the 10th largest city in Texas. We have 245,000 people and growing, and we should be in the top eight in the next 2 or 3 years. And we're projected to go to 350 to 400,000. So, there's still a lot more opportunity for folks to move here, and we're still extremely desirable. And I want to keep it that way. You know, I tell folks we're a great city, but we have to work even harder now to keep it great. 'Cause once you take your eye off the ball, you can drop down very quickly, and it's hard to come back from that. I mean, if you look at the city of Dallas, no offense to them, you know, they just lost the Stars. They just lost AT&T. They just lost the Mavericks. Mavericks are going to Valley View. We don't want to be that. No offense to them. I mean, City of Dallas is a nice city. I have nothing against them. But they're losing some major things. AT&T's moving to Plano too. So I want to make sure that we're not in that same boat 10, 20 years from now.
Well, and that's the tremendous responsibility that I think council has as volunteers and really representation of your peers, other citizens. You are managing that $400 million a year operating budget.
Yep.
And it's distributing to so many things, parks, streets, services that are incredible. And y'all have been able to stay with that pace of growth. But North Texas is filling up and it's going to be a different set of challenges when you're having to develop like your eastern side of the county or the eastern side of the city in a different county. And now it has to also balance residential and commercial to keep your tax base the right balance.
Exactly. Tell residents, I want to keep our tax base. So like if you look at a city like a Mansfield, their tax base is 80% funded by the residents, 20% commercial. We're not completely flipped. I think we're like 45-55, 45% residential, 55% commercial, something in that ballpark. I want it down to 30% residents, 70% commercial, so that that the commercial base will pay for all the services. People don't understand, or maybe some do, some don't, that like our fire and police is 50% of our budget. It's 50%. Right. It's crazy. And for us to keep pace and to pay competitively, which we are, we just raised our police to, we're number three in the region. We got to get more revenue. We got to get more revenue for that so that we can attract the best and the brightest. We want the best police force. We want the best fire department because, you know, nobody wants to hear when they have to call 911 that they don't show up. I don't want to pick on a certain city. I heard there's a city out there that if your car is robbed, they just direct you to a website and you just fill out a form there and they won't even show up. If I ever heard that, I already know the police chief's name. I would be like, you did what? I heard this from a resident. I wouldn't ever want that. I would want to make sure that we're staying on top of it. And we have our statistics on crime is very, very low. But there was a famous bank robber. I can't remember his name right now off the top of my head, but they asked him, why do you rob banks? And he said his famous answer was because that's where the money's at. And, you know, in Frisco, we're in nice affluent area. And at some point, the criminals they'll make their way up here. And I want to make sure my dream is that criminals say, you know what? I'm going to leave Frisco alone. They've got a great police force and they're on top of it. Let's go to surrounding areas. Yeah. Let's avoid them. That's my dream, that they'll say, you know what? No, thanks. I'll hit some other area, not Frisco.
Well, and Frisco is going to have so many tourists coming in to these attractions that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that brings a lot of opportunity through hotel occupancy tax and other sorts of income revenue. And the city really is limited on how it can generate revenue. And very a lot limited. Of people don't realize that you only have certain levers to use. And so I appreciate the financial stewardship in the role because there's not a lot of training when you get elected into these office to say, hey, by the way, here's a $400 million budget. Figure out how to navigate it.
Well, how do we oversee something if you don't have the experience to oversee it? No offense to to certain folks that want to run for these positions. You know, we're talking stratospheric numbers now.
Right.
And you do have to have this expertise. And it's funny that you say that. So when I got in the role, people may not be aware of it. It's an organization called the Texas Municipal League. It's a nonprofit that helps cities navigate. You know, they have a legal service that you can call and say, hey, can we, you know, we're thinking of doing this. And, you know, can we do that? And they have free legal service. But they also have a lot of training classes for city council, city officers, attorneys, all this stuff. And so I just recently, I did what's called a new, not everybody does it, but I did a new city council orientation. I did that. And I just completed a 25-hour leadership course. That was very beneficial. So I'm a leadership fellow with TML. And by the end of the year, I'm going to be what's called a certified municipal officer. And in Frisco, we haven't had someone like that in 21 years. Right. No one on city council has done that. And one of the reasons I'm doing that is in my own profession, I have multiple professional designations. So when people ask, well, what does that mean? Well, if you're like hiring a bookkeeper, do you want a bookkeeper or do you want a CPA? Well, you right. want a CPA because they've got they've taken all these tests and stuff to get that extra knowledge. And I want to be that. I'm learning quite a bit that will help me in the role, especially when I run for reelection. But that will give me more insight and to be more effective for the community. And I'm hopefully that I'm going to that will encourage the other five city council people to do the same, because they have some wonderful courses on Economic Development Corporation, which we have. We have a very vibrant one, and land management and all kinds of different courses that will help us be better than just kind of winging it, right? Because most city council people, they wing it. They rely on what they hear, but they can't apply what they hear and know that that's a good direction to go. They're just guessing. Does that make sense?
It does. You have to be able to apply what you hear and understand the consequence of a decision. And when you have a long-term vision, like a city would have a strategic plan or said better, a comprehensive plan, that allows you to have that long-term vision, because what you're talking about, and at that burn rate of $400 million a year, in 3 years, you spent $1 billion. Has that been deployed effectively? In 10 years, you've spent multiple billions of dollars. Is that being deployed? Is it being used? Is it making the impact and resulting in the quality of life that you hope to provide? And that's why city government works at the pace it does, which sounds and seems slow, but it's very intentional and allows for all of the pieces to align for big projects to come together. So it's good to have stewardship. TML definitely does a great job, but it is up to the individual to show up and take advantage and then apply that education. So I appreciate that we're talking about them and giving them the credit, because it's hard to step into these roles. And I think it's hard to want to be in the office because there's an intimidating learning curve.
So let me give you some context too on a role for city council for Frisco. So Frisco, every seat is what's considered at large. It means you represent the entire city. So Frisco's 242,000. So let me give you some context. The average state house race. So in our area, we have Jared Patterson, Matt Shaheen. There's Candy Nobles on the other side. I can't think of some other ones. Andy Hopper. And a whole host of Mitch Little. And the average state house race is 200,000, the population. So running an at-large at Frisco is like running a state house race. That's how difficult it is. Whereas a lot of cities, they have what are called districts or place. We have places, but they cover, only a certain section of the city. And I like our model because now I have to represent the entire city. Right. What I've noticed is when they have these districts, like they want to protect that fiefdom, say, oh, I'll do that project. What they do, there's a lot of bartering. It's like, well, I'll do that project, but we need to get this over here. And, and if you get a guy in there or a lady that has been there a long time, they may get all this stuff for one side of the city, but then the rest of the city is neglected because maybe there's a big turnover. Maybe, there's constantly, people running. And because some cities, there's no term limits. Right. I was surprised. I know we do, but there's some cities. I think Lancaster, for instance. I met those folks. I met some of them, and I think they don't have. And I could be mistaken on that, but I do know that there's some that have no limits. And so I like our model. It's way more challenging to run. It's now we're having a mayor race right now, and it's pretty contentious. And those guys have spent probably are going to end up spending close to $1 million between the two of them. And so it's much more difficult to run in a city like Frisco compared to a lot. So when you win, it's an accomplishment. And same thing for school board. It's also an at-large. It's no different.
Right. Well, as we wrap up, what are we looking forward to in Frisco for the rest of the year? We're coming into summer, but what are you excited about in Frisco?
So we got FIFA coming. We got FIFA coming. We're going to be what's called the host city for Sweden. And so that's actually starting here pretty quick. Right. I think we're going to be welcoming them next week. And so that's going to be exciting. We just pumped in $180 million to Toyota Stadium. And that's going to be ready for that. And then afterwards, there's going to be a lot of development around the stadium that the Hunt family, they own the Kansas City Chiefs and they own FC Dallas. They're going to be doing in conjunction with the city. And then Universal Park is going to open. It's for kids age about 2 to 12. That's going to be July 1st. This is the first of its kind, Universal. And if it goes well, they are going to roll it out to other cities across the U.S. And I know we want it to be super successful. So those are the two biggest things happening right now. And then later on, and then next May is the PGA Championship. I just came from Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. I went to the PGA Championship to represent Frisco, and they're already excited. All the people there, they saw me, and I had my Frisco shirt on and hat, and they're like, "Oh man, we're going to Frisco next year." I was like, "I know, we're real excited about that." So we're gearing up for that too, and. So we got a lot of things happening. The Cowboys, obviously, every year, their training camp is part of it's here, part of it's in California. But we have a really nice indoor facility for that. And so so folks can come, watch that. And there's just a lot happening here. And we're real excited. And, we got new people moving in every day. And so, yeah, Frisco's a great city. It's got a lot of new things constantly happening. But those are the two biggie things, the FIFA and also, so come check that out. And also Universal, bring your young kids and they guarantee to have a great time. I can't wait to see it. I've already toured it. So it's going to be a fantastic park for everybody.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing in Frisco and what Frisco is doing for itself. It sounds like some real exciting projects. So congratulations to the whole team and the staff that makes that happen. But Jared, I appreciate spending time with you today and learning about the ways that you're building Texas.
Well, I really appreciate you inviting me, Justin, and hopefully down the road, you can have me back on.
Well, thank you. And we'll remind everybody to visit Frisco this summer. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of the Building Texas Show. We release a new episode every week, and you can find us across all social platforms. Please like and subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Thank you to our sponsor, Chisos Boots, and their damn comfortable cowboy boots.